From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The debate in the House is showing the sharp divisions among lawmakers over legislation to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. Some members are resorting to histrionics to make their point today. Republican Congressman John Shadegg of Arizona spoke as he held the infant daughter of his chief of staff.
Maddie says, "Don't tax me to pay for health care that you guys want. If you want health care, pay for it yourselves, because it's not fair to pass your health care bills onto me and my grandchildren."
And Democratic Congressman John Lewis of Georgia urged his colleagues to seize the moment.
If we fail to act on health care, if we fail to do what we must do, history will not be kind to any of us.
The White House is also pulling out all the stops because the vote is expected to be close. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more.
It is a critical day in President Obama's push for a major overhaul of the country's health care system. As debate continued on the House floor, Mr. Obama spoke in the White House Rose Garden.
They brought us closer than we have ever been to passing health insurance reform on behalf of the American people. Now's the time to finish the job.
Republican leaders, led by John Boehner, say their members are unanimously opposed to the legislation.
The American people do not want this, and we are going to do everything we can to make sure this does not happen.
Perhaps the biggest test of the bill will be an amendment sponsored by conservative Democrats that would bar abortion from being covered in any plan purchased with federal dollars. That issue threatens to split Democrat support for the entire bill. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Israel's President Shimon Peres is urging Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas not to step down at the end of his term and to continue peace talks with Israel. Peres was speaking at a memorial service in Tel Aviv today for slain Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was assassinated 14 years ago. Linda Gradstein reports.
President Shimon Peres used the occasion to speak directly to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who on Thursday announced he will not run in elections scheduled for January. Peres said that Abbas has toiled for the sake of his people for 50 years, and there were many disappointments and frustrations. But he said that Israel wants true peace and that the next year could be a turning point. Peres also told Israelis that the alternative to a Palestinian state is a never-ending war. U.S. President Barack Obama sent a video message saying that the U.S. bond with Israel is unbreakable. At the same time, he said that, quote, "Israelis will not find true security as long as Palestinians are gripped by despair." For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
In Philadelphia, a spokesman for the union representing striking transit workers says word of a tentative contract agreement was premature. The strike has been ongoing for 5 days. This is NPR News. The White House says President Obama will attend a memorial service on Tuesday for those killed during the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas, this week. In his weekly address today, Mr. Obama called on Americans to be patient while investigators complete their probe of the shootings. The suspected gunman was transferred to a hospital in San Antonio, but investigators say they have not yet questioned him because he's not able to talk. Police in Seattle say they have found bomb-making materials in the apartment of a man who's suspected of killing a police officer last week. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
Seattle police have been hunting all week for the person who shot two officers on Halloween night, killing one of them. Now they think they have him, 41-year-old Chris Monford. Acting on a tip, investigators confronted him outside his apartment on Friday afternoon. They say they shot and wounded him when he pulled a gun. Assistant Police Chief Jim Pugel says investigators found more guns and bomb-making materials inside the suspect's apartment.
This man, from everything that we can tell, appears to be a lone domestic terrorist.
Investigators believe Monford is also linked to the firebombing of several police cars parked in a maintenance yard on October 22nd. Flyers protesting police violence were found at the scene. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Finance officials from industrial and developing countries are pledging to maintain emergency spending programs until an economic recovery worldwide is assured. The group of 20 nations issued a statement after talks in Scotland today describing the global recovery as uneven so far and dependent on policy support. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.